Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Friday, so TGIF to everyone. So, how's my day going? Well, I started out, I was working, now I'm done. Took the residents for ladies' breakfast, and they screwed up my order. Because I ordered the scrambled eggs, and bacon, and a pancake. And hash browns. And the lady to the right of me ordered kind of the same thing, with the exception of no pancake. She wanted her scrambled eggs soft, and she wanted her bacon crispy. Keep in mind, she has no teeth. She chews with her gums. Soft scrambled eggs are eggs, to me, that are, they're still soft. They're not done all the way. And then, they screwed that up, and they gave me her eggs and her bacon. Ugh. And then we went shopping, and I bought my first pair of kitty heels. They were on clearance. They're black. They're black kitty heel pumps. And I'm kind of excited. They're kind of ugly, but plain, simple, and I can wear them with anything, including capris. So there. I always wanted a pair of kitty heels. So it's my first pair. I'm kind of excited. And I bought Mickey Mouse stuffed animal, big one, for my grandson for Christmas. What else did I buy? A few unmentionables. What else? A shirt. To go with a skirt that I bought. What else? I think that was it. Did I buy anything for anybody else? No, because I did that yesterday. I know what I was also going to share, is that this weekend is very busy. Tonight, my mother-in-law will be here. She resides currently in Texas with my husband's younger sister. And what she does is she hops in the car and she travels to visit everybody, her friends and relatives, her sisters, and her siblings live in Missouri, which is just like 8 hours away from us. So she's on her way up here, and she will be here for a couple weeks. My man-child will be coming home, of course, because Grandma's coming. Today is my mother's birthday, and I forgot until my man-child was kind enough to remind me. So I called my mother. Yes, I called my mother, because I did a boo the other day about how I don't talk to my mother. But I did call her to wish her happy birthday, because I was thinking I would want my children to do that. Wish me a happy birthday and light a candle on my birthday when I die, just like in the movie Highlander. You know, where she says after, I can't even remember, she's on her deathbed and she's like, light a candle for, I can't do the accent right now. Light a candle for me on my birthday. I think they were Irish, Scottish. But anyway, I would want my kids to do that. So I called my mother, and now she wants to go shopping. She's going to the spine doctor on Monday. And what else did she say? It was just kind of awkward, really. And then I kind of, you know, like brushed her off about, no, I really don't want to go shopping, Mom, because you drive me insane. Ugh. Anyway, I'll have to think about that one. Dwell on it. Mull it over. And what else? Yes. Before I run out of time, my cousin. She's like my older sister. We've been through a lot, and she is one of the reasons why I no longer speak to my father. That's a long story. But anyway, she is now currently involved with another musician, go figure, and he's turning 60 sometime. And she had called me during the week and said, I'm not sure, but I think I'm going to have a party for him this weekend. Like I wrote it down. Or I remembered. But my BFF had asked me last week if I would go with her to see this horror movie, The Last House on the Street or something, because she's taking all her daughter's birthday party and all their little friends, her friends, and they're going to go, and she didn't want to go by herself because the daughter doesn't want her to sit with them, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to go. And then my cousin got all butthurt because I said I had other plans. Go figure. God. People. All right. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Laterness.